Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Ayin Beis in the Mishnah Brura. We are beginning Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin. So we're continuing in the Dinim of Avdalah, but Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin specifically is the Dinim of Besamim. So says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Aleph, Mevarich ala Besamim im Yeshlo, Vimein lo ein tzarech lachzor achrayim. If you happen to have Besamim, you should say a bracha on Besamim. If you happen to not have Besamim, you don't have to drive yourself crazy in order to find Besamim, which is somewhat counterintuitive. You would think it's really important. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have it, it's important. If you don't have it, then you don't have to go crazy. Mevarich al b'samim says in Mishnah Berurah, v'abracha, who, what is the bracha? Borei mine v'samim al eze min shehu. And that's a chiddush, because you say borei mine v'samim regardless of what you're actually using for b'samim. Afshe b'chol tzarech l'varech al kalmin kibirchaso. Even though normally during the weekday, if you're making a birchas hareach, there are different birchas hareach depending on what it is that you're smelling. Tahenu al atzei b'samim, borei atzei. There are many details of this halacha back in Siman Reish Tzayin. Mikol makom, b'motzoi Shabbos mevarchen al hakol, borei mine b'samim. But on Motzoi Shabbos, all types of b'samim get the borei mine b'samim, which is like the shakol ni'abidvaro equivalent for birchos hareach, meaning that it covers everything if you don't know the more specific bracha. So why do we, but normally to say shakol on something that's not really shakol is not l'chadchila. You're not supposed to do that. It's only if you really don't know. So how come by borei mine b'samim we do that even l'chadchila? Kedei shelo yavo'u litos ha'amon am sheina kol b'kiyin b'kol bracha miyuchedas. Because most people don't know the birchos hareach and therefore it will cause a lot of confusion. Al b'bracha zu yotzei ala kol. So since this bracha is like the shakol, that it works for all types of b'samim, so we use this bracha. K'mo shchas v'sham b'sefalth. U'mikol makom l'chadchila tov yos. He said, but the better thing to do would be something to use something whose actual bracha is borei mine b'samim, and then you don't have to rely on the fact that oh, so people don't get confused. It will actually be the proper bracha. English pepper. English pepper. That's also bracha, but regular peppercorns is machlokas among the poskim, and it's a suffik bracha. V'chein zangvil shekorin ingber was also, I guess, suffik bracha. So you should use something that you know you're supposed to be saying a bracha. So I think our minhag is we use cloves and hadasim of some sort mixed in with the cloves for some people, but so usually cloves is the way to go. So ein tzarech lachzor achreim, you don't have to go looking for b'samim, because the whole point of the bracha is to placate our nefesh that is saddened by the departure of Shabbos. So therefore it's not considered to be such a great chova, even though you're supposed to say it. Even if one fasted on Shabbos, let's say a Tainus Chalom or something, you would still say Borei Mine B'Samim on Motzoi Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, or whenever Yom Kippur falls, you do not say Borei Mine B'Samim on Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. Si'if Beis. Ein mevarchen al b'samim shel beis hakisei v'lo shel meisim v'dafka nesunim l'malam mimitasar shel meis v'lo al b'samim shel b'mesibos of the kochavim d'stam mesibos on level des kochavim. We do not use for b'samim that which is meant to just make the bathroom not smell so bad, or that which is meant to make a dead body not smell so bad. Nor do we use b'samim that's from a party for ovdei kochavim, for avodah zara, because we assume that of the chavim, when they have a party, probably it's for avodah zara. Then berich al b'sam melu says that Rama lo yotze, and if you use such b'sam, you're not yotze. V'tzaruch lach so levarich al acherim, and then you need to say a new bracha on other b'samim. Mishur buris sifkat and gimel shall beis hakise v'lo v'chulei. The calls alav the reich avidi laburi reich asirchon, because none of those things are meant to give a pleasant aroma. It's just meant to counteract an unpleasant aroma, putrid aroma. L'malam imitasav nusunim lefnei imitasav. If the besamim by the mace is not lemalam imitaso, but it's in front of the coffin, then you say a bracha shan yomer l'kvod chayim hem asuyim, because then we could assume it's made for the honor of the living, as opposed to counteract the smell of the deceased. Shabim mesivas ovdei chavim, we said, but don't use besamim that were used at a party of ovdei chavim. Haynu shemesubin achilu l'suda, a party where they sat down and had a suda. Avulim loyim mesubin klal mutzal varechal besamim shalhan. But if it wasn't a besamim that was used at a suuda of ovdei chavim, it just happens to be besamim that you got from an Ovid Kuchavim, that's okay. V'chein masa kataz la'alach v'sin reish adichesiv katnei, v'mikol makom kasa l'b'sof. The Taz writes this way, but then he concludes, d'tov l'chadchil l'alach v'shadash v'ben yonah, d'sfil d'istam b'sam shalav v'chavim omid l'b'sof, l'makro l'avod z'gilulim, v'ein l'varech aleihen. That even if it wasn't used at an actual party of Ovid Kuchavim, if you got it from an Ovid Kuchavim, probably it was initially destined to be used for Avod Zara, and therefore it's not nice to say a bracha on it. Unless you're able to assess that this was never really meant to be used for Avodah Zarah, kigon shehu tagor, or for example, the guy's a merchant who happens to sell spices. Shadarko limkor l'sam la'anoshim harbe, he sells them to lots of different people. Or shadarko l'sam abzam l'tavshul shelo, or he puts them in his food. She'azein iser levarich alein afilu das Rabbeinu Yonah. Then it wouldn't be an iser even according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see Siv Gimel as well. Sakim malayim besamim shemesimim ha'inim yudim toch kankanei ayayin. Bags of besamim that they put inside their wine bottles, even though you're allowed to smell them, ein mavdilin aleihem. You should not use them for avdala. So what's the story? What with these bags of besamim in the wine bottles? So says the Mishabur Sivkat Vav, you're allowed to lahariach behem, sheina yayinosin behem tam, because there's no tam of stam yenam or yayin nesech in these besamim, because the point is not that the wine gives tam or reyach into the besamim, but the opposite. The besamim is meant to make the wine more aromatic. Plus, when you smell it, you're not trying to smell the wine, you're trying to smell the besamim in this bag. But nevertheless, ain mavdilin aleim. You still shouldn't say avdal in it. Demos hu l'gavoa, because it's considered unbecoming for to use for holy purposes, because it's something that was used for yayinasech or stam yenam. Kosevataz kanu lobusim reishit zayin deim brachon al reich shebekli shenivla ba'al yidei besamim shoyba mikodem. What if you have a besamim case, the whatever they call it, a besamim shaker, I don't know, and it had cloves in it for many, many years, and now it's empty. It doesn't have anything, but you could see it still has the smell in the the residual smell is still there. So we don't make a bracha on the smell; it's just a residual smell. But if you see that there is still some dust, there's still some pieces of the original besamim that was there, like as normal in the boxes that they put besamim in, then mutar levarich. Then there's some mamashos there, and therefore you're allowed to say the bracha. So to review what we learned tonight, basically 3 points. Point number one, that if you have besamim available, then we say borei minei besamim, except for amotzah Yom Kippur. Then point number two, we said that the bracha should not be said on besamim that are used to repel or mask a foul odor, nor besamim that are used for a feast of Avodah Zarah, and it's best to avoid any besamim that might have once been omed to be used for Avodah Zarah. And then third, we learned that we shouldn't use besamim that were used to make non-Jews wine more fragrant, because it's ma'us l'gvoa, nor should we use a kli that has remnants of a smell from besamim that were there previously, unless there's still some substance of the besamim remaining. So B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on page 144 with Se'if Dalid. Everyone have a wonderful evening.